Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Anaya. How may I help you?
Yes, I'm calling to find out exactly what kind of company this is because I have a charge on my card that I don't believe is active.
Okay, we represent over 100 online vendors. If you provide me with your zip code, I'll be happy to check and see what was ordered on your account.
Okay, so my zip code is 54241.
And what is your first name?
Courtney.
Courtney with a C or a K?
C.
All right. And Ms. Courtney, what is your last name?
Well, I don't necessarily know that I want to give that information out because I don't really know who you are.
Okay, well, I can no longer further assist you.
Okay. I need to find out who you are, and if you could be someone fraudulent, I'm not going to give you all my information.
I'm not fraudulent. I'm trying to help you, but I cannot access your account without your first, last name, and your zip code.
Okay, well, I have a reference number. Can I just give you that?
No, ma'am. I cannot verify your account with that.
Why not?
Because that's not how our system is set up, and it's not how it works.
Okay, well, I don't think that you have to get snippety because I'm a very concerned person that could be getting frauded, and what I'm asking you, I think, is a legit question.
I'm not being snippy. I'm just informing you that I need your first name, your last name, and your zip code to be able to pull up your account to be able to even verify it. And if I don't have their information, I cannot assist you.
I'll just give it to you, and then if you're fraudulent, I will immediately call my bank. It's Perry, P-E-R-R-Y. No, baby.
And Ms. Perry, can you verify your shipment address?
No.
Okay, well, I can no longer further assist you.
Yes, you can, because you told me if I gave you my zip code and my name, you could help me. Now you want my address.
In order to see what was ordered on your account to determine if it was fraud or if you ordered it or if you completed a survey, entered a contest, I would need to know what address it is, because if something is being shipped to your house, I would need to know so I can inform you. But if I cannot verify, I have your address pulled up right now, but I just need you to verify it to make sure that I'm speaking with the correct person.
I live in Two Rivers, Wisconsin, and I'm not giving you the whole address.
Okay. Can you verify your email address then, ma'am? Hello?
Yeah, I'm here, and I don't know which email address would be on the account.
Well, you can either verify your email address.
iCloud? Is it an iCloud or a Gmail?
A Gmail.
Okay, it's CourtneyPillard@gmail.com.
All right, in 2217 Jefferson Street, Two Rivers, Wisconsin, 54241, is that your correct address?
Yep.
So I see on September 24th, 2022, you entered a contest to win a kitchen pot and you paid for the shipping and handling for $5.74.
Okay.
So your order trial is started on September 24, 2022, which is a 7-day trial of a 30-day of a product, and you only pay for shipping and handling to be able to enter the contest. If you don't cancel within 7 days from September 24th, we will bill you the full cost of the pot you received in the trial, and every 30 days we'll send.
Okay, I never received no item.
Yes, ma'am, because it's a contest. So what you do is you pay for the shipping and handling, and you enter into a contest. So if you win, they will ship the item out to you. But if you do not win, they will not ship the item back to you. But if you also,
so
if you don't cancel,
fraudulent, because they're saying that you're going to get something, you don't get it, and then you're entered into them taking your information and then charging you $57 every freaking month.
We didn't charge you $5.74 every month.
No, I've been charged for $67.32 every month. Yes, I have. I have the credit card statement right in front of me.
Yeah, you said $5.74. No, you were charged $56.95 on the 30th. You were charged $67.32 on the 31st. And on November 25th, 2022, you entered to get a hero bot, and that was $39.99. And you were also charged $67.32 again on December 2nd.
No, I did not enter that.
Okay, so are you saying, do you know if anyone in your household may have entered it?
No, nobody in the household would have entered that. So, no, this is wrong.
So, are you saying that this is fraudulent?
Yes.
Okay, so there's nothing I can do to assist you, but I can get you over to the fraud department. Hold one second.
Mm-hmm. No, baby. No, baby.
Okay, Ms. Perry, I'm going to get this counsel for you, and I'm going to get you transferred over to the fraud department. You're going to hear silence for a little moment, then someone's going to come to the phone. I hope you have a blessed day.
Thank you. You too.
You're welcome.